are you calling bums, pal?
You.
Randy.
Listen, we got two more of us in the back seat.
Pity the back seat.
If you're looking for a fight.
I am looking for a fight.
Come on, put
let's go. Come on, right now.
Come
right
on. Now.
And we're up. Episode 13 with honking horns here in Brooklyn. Episode 13 of Mission Statements, a Delta Bravo Urban Exploration Team podcast. With my man over here, Gary Coulson, right?
Gary Coulson, that's correct.
I figured that, that's, yeah. Who is, man, it's awesome what you have done. You restored and saved the DX gas station from the outsiders and then some, because you're involved with the Rexall store, isn't that correct? And all that whole little area in Sperry.
That is correct. I've got a lot of supporters that are joining us now. They bought buildings. There's four of us that own two. So, yeah, I started, I'll be honest with you. I've been hearing, Sperry was about to die and nobody was doing anything. And, Danny O'Connor went and, he does the Burger Brothers with Ron Terrell here.
Right.
And it's really a big deal, but somebody said, hey, you need to turn on Channel 23. They got this Danny Boy guy. And I go, well, who in the hell is Danny Boy? Anyway, he was going to the hamburger joint that my family's owned since 63 and recently just sold at Ted's Hamburgers. And anyway, so I started watching him. And, that's a long story, but we ended up, he said, well, you live in Sperry. Yeah. Well, that's where the DX is. And I said, yeah, so what? Well, I mean, what's that? And
I had
no idea what the outsiders was at that time. I had no idea.
Really?
And it's half a mile from my house, the DX is. And, he met me up there. I still hadn't seen the movie, and I just got a call, him and Brian Madera, and said, hey, I need you to come up to the DX station. I'm like, oh, well, all right. It's a Saturday. I'm greased head to toe. I'd only briefly met him before. And, he says, I want you to redo the DX. I'm like, really? So, I thought I better get this movie. So obviously I've seen it 30 times by now.
Of course.
A friend of mine owned it and allowed us to start messing with it. And the biggest deal was, I said, look, we have to paint this building white. It was sandstone.
Right.
There's no way. So as it turns out, I had Danny showed up in my office a few weeks later, and I got, his name's Larry. I got him down at the office and they started talking. You know how Danny is, he goes. So I just left my office.
He definitely goes.
So the next day, my buddy called and said, hey, it's okay if you want to paint that place white. I got a lot of negativity from the locals that said, I can't believe you took that beautiful sandstone and turned it white.
Really?
Yeah. They're getting it now here, but they didn't get it started. So my answer was, look, I could have painted it pink, but I painted it white.
Yeah.
So, I find that
super interesting though, because I mean, I guess like the outsider's house before Danny came in and did what he did, I mean, it was falling in on itself. So I guess it was kind of like the people who knew, but there really wasn't like, it's like, whatever. It's like a passing thought of what was filmed there and the history behind it. And I'm surprised that you were unfamiliar with, with the outsiders and what the DX was. Like, you had no idea it was even in the movie or anything like that. It's like a huge, like, well, it's not a huge part of the movie, but I mean, it's still standing and it's part of that whole thing. I just find it super. And then people were giving you shit because you painted it white and didn't keep it sandstone. So I guess those people had no idea either of what the, I guess, the symbolism and the history behind it is.
Well, I think I'm the only one in Sperry that wasn't there watching the movie being shot. And again, I live half a mile away, but I'm a contractor, so you know, I was probably out of town. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, Brian Butler, one of the pickup kids, was with one of the gals that's in Upward Sperry, our group, just happened to be up there. He's her nephew. They said, "Hey, we want to use use Brian." And that's how Brian got in there. He just happened to be up there watching it. So, I think I'm the only one that didn't know it. And you know, I'm 67. So, you know, they weren't teaching the book when I was in school.
Right. Yeah.
She had just wrote the book while I was still in school. So I graduated in 73. I can't remember when she graduated, but it's a little bit before that. But no, I had no idea, my bet.
Really? Did you know Susie at all or no?
No, I haven't met her. And, you know, I know she's private, so I've kind of been standoffish. You know, if she wants to meet me, that's, you know, I respect her privacy.
Sure. Yeah. You know, I completely understand. Wow, man. And the timing with this road trip that I did in July. It was so strategically planned with timing and days and hotels and all that, that next year I'm going to stay at least 2 full days at the outsiders, at the Greaser Hideout and stuff like that. But when I first got to the house, Danny pulled up, drove down the street in his big ass truck and his 2-bit license plate. And we started driving all over. It's hilarious. So started driving. He's like, "Oh, let's go and check out locations." So we're flying all over Tulsa and we're into Sperry. And I think one of the first places we went was the DX. And I grew up watching The Outsiders. I mean, it was in like English class. You know, I actually brought in the VHS tape for the whole classroom to watch. And, you know, my daughter, she's 13 now, but like when she was like 4 or 5, I sat her down next to me and we watched The Outsiders. And it's like one of her favorite movies now too. So when I was standing there, it was a crazy feeling because it's basically, I felt like I was on the set of the movie and it brought me back to being a kid, you know? But I didn't realize, because it's movie magic and you don't realize watching the movie, is I didn't know that the 52 pickup scene was filmed literally on the other side of the building of the DX. I had no idea until I was there. I was like, no shit. Like, it's right here. And then the 52 pickup scene is 2 different locations because of a retake and all that. But it was just crazy to be there. And I will admit that I took one of the bricks, and I have it over here in my house, from the back wall of where like Matt Dillon was when he says, you know, "Did I say you kids could play on my grass?" You know, so I grabbed one of those bricks and I have one in my house. But yeah, man, it's super. I found Tulsa to be fascinating for so many different reasons. I mean, not even just Tulsa and Sperry, just all those outsiders locations, because so much of it is like literally unchanged, man, from 1983. Like certain spots, like at like the Admiral Twin Drive-In, like where they sneak into the drive-in, like that same exact fence and that same exact piece of concrete that they slide underneath the fence, it's still there. Like the railing that Matt Dillon hops over, it is still there. Like everything is still there. Like the DX, yeah, it wasn't identical, but you looked at it and yeah, damn right, that's the DX from The Outsiders. And it was almost like frozen in time. And I think it's awesome that you saved that place and you restored it. Like, it's got to do something positive and raise whatever, maybe tourism on some level to Sperry. No?
It does. And so I had a volunteer up putting glass in. You know, we got it. If you don't know, I'm sure you probably do. We got the pumps all set now.
Yeah.
We have the phone booth. You were saying the phone booth. I had somebody else had their daughter up there who's a fan of the movie. She's like, how did I get into that thing? I mean, she's like, and another kid got in and was like, I guess from a Superman movie. So I'm going to go in there and transform, and they didn't know how to get in. So
it's so crazy.
So this guy's putting glass in and he's like, hey man, there's somebody came here from Wisconsin today and somebody from Iowa or something like that. It's every day when you're there, somebody, especially on the weekends.
Yeah. There's
people, met people from Oregon. They're just the same people that go to the Outsider's House. Not all of them, but a lot of them make their way to Sperry. And especially now we have it set. It's just, it's incredible. It's yeah. just, and that's what does it for me is like, and before we had the pump set, I used to bring those tourists. I'd say, would you like to come down to my shop and see what I have? You know, I have, you know, quite a collection, not like Danny, obviously, but I have the letter that, you know, the librarian wrote Coppola, a copy of that. And these kids are just, the smiles on their face when they see that stuff, man, that is what, it's perpetual because they keep teaching that book, but ironically, as far as I know, they don't do it in Sperry, but they do in Skytook, which is about another 5 miles north.
Really?
I mean, you have the DX. Buses from schools show up at the DX. They get their kids out, and, you know, they're all smiles, and, you know, that's really, you know, for me, you know, I'm an electrical contractor, and I do pretty good at that, but and, you know, I don't come home smiling every day, but I'll guarantee you one thing. When I go up there and see those people, they're like, thank you so much. And I'm like, that's what it's all about, man.
Yeah, I mean, man.
It feels out on a much larger scale, but that's my little part.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge part of it. It's such it's a classic movie, and it's a timeless movie. Because, like I said, my daughter was 4 or 5. And like next, she didn't come with me on this last road trip, but next summer, probably around the same time, maybe like sometime in July, early August, I'm going to make this whole crazy road trip plan. And she's coming with me. She can't wait to go and see the DX and all these places. So, you know, it's already the second generation of people that are getting hip to this stuff. And like you said, these are little kids getting off of a school bus with huge smiles on their faces. This movie was made in 1983. Like, they weren't even thoughts in their parents' minds. You know what I mean? But it's bringing them a sense of joy. And that's a priceless thing, you know?
Well, huge feather, you know, of course, we talk about it over and over. You know, if it wasn't for Danny, it wouldn't be happening.
Sure.
And however, I've heard his story obviously 100 times, but it's, I'm just, you know, it's heartwarming sometimes. And, you know, look where he came from, you know, somewhere very exciting, you know, the coasts and lands here in Tulsa and calls it home now. It's just, he's well thought of in the community and he's being more well thought of. So he brings tourism to our town and, the people that are in the know that.
Yeah.
And, you know, for my little town, I got my little part and yeah, people do come here. So that being said, you know, Upward Sperry is the nonprofit that owns, I started a nonprofit not to buy the DX, to put public restrooms outside because we have a major bike trail that comes through here. Used to be train tracks. So I put, I went after restrooms. Now I've got funding for it. Tulsa County is about to give us the land to do it. And so that's how Upward Sperry started. It didn't start with the DX.
Wow. Okay.
So we're in that. So the whole thing is to get people outside, get them exercising, get them off of their games a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's so, And then in comes Danny, and Brian Madera was actually there. And they talked me into this. And now, really, Upward Sperry's major thing is the restroom project is going. It's been going for 4 years, but we're really getting close. But the DX is our number one. So, you know, Danny shows up a while back, and he's like, man, this is a perfect place to have an Outsiders Fest. We don't have a place big enough. So we got to get, we're working on a restroom, you know, and our townsfolk, I'm like, do you people get this? What, you know, what's about to happen here?
Yeah.
And he brings a guy that says, look, I can have a car show here with 500 cars in your town.
Yeah. And,
so I'm working towards that. So I bought another building after Danny told me, he said, dream big and make it happen. However, you know, you don't know how you're going to make it happen monetarily. Yeah. So anyway, I bought a building, which I have now bought two in town, but one of them's a new venue called Soda Station after Soda Pop Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
It's live entertainment. It will have a bar in it. It'll have a nice stage, have movie nights there. We can show the Outsiders there, have a restaurant in the back and a couple Airbnbs. So I don't know that I would have done any of that had I not got motivated by Danny.
Yeah. That's so awesome. And I think that's always a little running theme throughout every single episode of this that I've done. And I had a podcast that I did for like 6 years, but I killed it. And I started this, and, you know, me and Danny spoke about it, and a couple of Delta Bravo guys, like, let's just do, you know, a laid back, you know, thing about, you know, the locations and stuff like that. So, but that's like kind of like the running theme. And it's like, it never goes unsaid of, you know, about the positive stuff that Danny has done, and he lives that, man. It's no bullshit. It's no, yeah, you know, it's genuine. And it's, there's not a lot of guys like Danny.
I don't know anybody like him.
Right.
I have, through him, I've met another gal that's on Route 66 is Mary Beth Babcock.
Yes.
That has Buck Adams.
Mm-hmm.
He is, her energy level, I'm not sure, it's not even higher than Danny's. It's incredible.
Yeah.
But I've met a few people, and I would not have met those folks if it wasn't for him. And I've just, it's changed my life, actually. Everybody, you know, I'm 67. Hey, when are you going to retire? And I'm like, that's not in my realm for me, man. It's
retire
when you see the old bit in the paper, man. That's it.
There you go. Well, if you're enjoying what you're doing, what's the sense of retiring, man? You know what I mean?
I mean, I do. I like what I'm doing. Upward Sperry is a, we have about eight of us. We're actually meeting in the morning, and, you know, I'm their leader. They kind of look up to me a little bit, and, you know, we're a big group. We have other things besides the DX, a few other things. So I have another friend that, he's bought several buildings. One of them is the Rexall, the drugstore.
Awesome. I was going to ask you about that. Okay.
So it is, you know, I've pressured him a little bit, but once he got on board, and I'll say this, monetarily, he's farther up the scale than me. He can do whatever he wants. He's a big time, you know, contractor, dirt contractor and home builder. So anyway, he buys the drugstore after the roof falls in, and we salvage everything we can. And the bar area is going to look exactly like, he's going to make it. If you look at the deleted scenes from the, that was inside the drugstore, he's going to make it look just like that. So
beautiful.
The trusses have been ordered for like 3 months to put the roof back on. And it's like every other thing we can't get. It's it's happening, not fast enough for everybody. I will say this, he's going to take the front of it apart and rebuild it, take the glass all out and rebuild the front. So people are going to be freaking out for a little while, but he's very adamant that it's going to look identical to what it was.
Beautiful. Yeah, it has to. You can't, it's iconic in that regard. You know, you can't make it all sorts of fancy and brand new looking. It's yeah, that's great, dude. And now I know that there was, when was it? I think it was March 27th. Didn't someone crash into the building or some crazy shit?
Yeah, so we had the building next to the Rexall, a two-story. It was a very famous horseshoeing, the world's number one horseshoeing college. That was a dormitory in my younger days. And there was a car that was running from the cops and hit the building at an estimated 100 miles an hour.
Jesus.
So he came off of the highway heading west. And if you come off the highway and look, and you're on Main Street coming into Sperry, you look directly into that building. And that's exactly where he never veered. Had he veered to the left, he would have hit the drugstore.
Ugh.
Anyway, he died. You know, he was, he was not doing the right thing, wouldn't stop. And, But now my same friend has bought that building. He's cleaned it out, and the plans are to make that building back to a three-story building.
It was originally a three-story?
It was originally two-story.
Okay.
So we're taking to put some our whole thing is retail, and I bought the building just to the other side of it from the drugstore, to make sure that whatever goes in downtown is something I want to be there.
And, smart move. Brilliant move.
Yeah, I'd like to put a little restaurant of some sort right in there, and not me running it, but I just want to, put something in there that's retail that brings people to downtown. Now, let me back up on the Rexall store. The plans are to make it, put it back to a soda bar, ice cream, and make like a Coney shop, and have it a real open every day where we're bringing people downtown. So
that's great.
That's kind of the goal. And before we got involved, nothing was happening. The buildings were all falling in. The building on the end now got bought by somebody else, the old bank building, bank lounge. It's going to be reopened as a sports bar. So stuff's really happening here. So
that's awesome,
man. Maybe not fast enough for some of the town folks, like, what are they doing, but
yeah, but they can't be impatient, because before this started happening, there was nothing happening. So at least the ball is rolling. It might not be as fast as you want it to be, but things are obviously happening. So have a little bit of patience. It'll be awesome once everything is said and done. It's said and done, and everybody, and next thing you'll be able to look and laugh like, yeah, like look what we did here. And that's an amazing thing, dude. From how many years ago, where Sperry was literally dying, to bringing up tourism and the money and just stuff like that, man. It's an amazing, it's a positive, awesome thing. So people need to have a little bit of patience. That's it. Settle down and relax.
Yeah, I don't. When I get the negativity, which obviously I'm on social media, I don't do any politics. I don't do anything negative on any of the pages I monitor.
Right.
I do mention one thing. If you want to keep talking about it, you're welcome to come down here to 9254 North Cincinnati, and we talk in person.
And you know what? No one ever does. No one ever does.
Well, that's funny how not one person has. So.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Keyboard warriors, man.
So I like the picture you got pulled up there, man. That's
well, yeah, this is like one of the mashes. See, the background's weird, but yeah. It's one of the mashes that I took, obviously, the surrounding picture. And, it's great. I did that one. And this one, I got there after it collapsed. So it's only, it's. It was larger, up where's my hand? Right here. That's all gone now, because it's all, right behind Soda, right behind Pony Boy's head. That's the new level of it currently. But like I said, I copped to it. I stole one of the broken bricks that was on the floor.
Well, my buddy owns it. I think I can smooze that over with him. I think you're good.
I think I'm good. Oh, and by the way, before I thank you for, you know, I knew that you were doing the roof and everything like that. And I was like, oh, man, like, I don't care. I'll pay for it because I collect all these little things. People will be like, what the? Why do you have jars of rocks? I'm like, listen, that's not jars of rocks. Like, that shit means something to me. Why do you have a brick? Because it's a brick from the original stoop of the Outsider's house or from the 52 pickup scene. So I would have paid for it. I wouldn't have minded at all. Went for a little, for a small little piece of like the shingle roof, you know, the wooden roof. Next thing you know, I get this giant package. I was like, I don't even know what I'm going to do with all this. I'm going to make like a small model of the DX with all this rooftop material. I have like 15 pieces of roof, but that's awesome, dude. I appreciate it. It's awesome. I'm like, I'm not going to get rid of it. Just, I don't need all this, but I'm going to keep it all. It's awesome. This is great. And some people will come over and be like, what is that? Like, don't worry about what that is. That's pieces of the DX from the Outsider's house. They're like, all right. I'm like, yeah, man, listen, you don't have to like it. I think it's fucking cool. So, yeah. So thank you, man. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. As soon as you mentioned that, I thought, you know, I mean, you're not here, but you're part of this whole movement, you know. You know, Delta Bravo is Danny, it's you, it's, you know, you're part of our, you know, our family, I guess I'd say.
I appreciate that, bro. And you know what? I love it. And, you know, the people that are watching and listening to this have heard it before, but I don't mind. Maybe you haven't. You know, I was always, as a little kid, I remember watching like the original, like Friday the 13th movie, you know, and I always wondered, like, I know that it's not called Camp Crystal Lake in real life, but that's a real lake somewhere. That's not on a set. That's a lake. And I was like, I wonder where that was filmed as a little kid. And maybe, like, I would like to maybe go there one day. I know it's a movie and it's, you know, it's make-believe, but that would be kind of cool to go there. And then fast forward, like, 30-something years, you know, I've become friends with Danny, and then he's doing this location thing, and it was so strange, like how the universe worked, where it's like, I'm not even talking to Danny Boy about House of Pain stuff, which was everywhere when I was 17, 18 years old. It's like, we don't even talk about any of that. We talk about the Curtis brothers and Rumblefish and stuff like that. It's very strange. Next thing you know, I've planned this insane road trip and I'm laying inside the Airbnb in the Greaser hideout with a stained gold neon watching the Outsiders. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I hear the freight train go by. And I'm just like, how did I get here? Like, it was just like that moment of, I'm right across the street from where this movie is filmed. I'm watching the movie right here. There's a stained gold neon. And now I hear the freight train. It's like a surreal moment. You know what I mean? So I love all this stuff. I'm never bored. Like, people are like, oh, I'm bored. I don't know what to do. What? I there's not enough time in the day for stuff that I want to do. I'm never bored because I like so much stuff, you know, like from true crime stuff to TV shows and music and movies. And so I'm always out and about searching for locations. So I love doing this stuff. And when I was doing my old podcast, it was kind of getting stale. I felt like I was having the same conversation over and over again with different people. I did it for like 6 years. So I was like, this is something that I genuinely love to do. And it's just all about the experience of going somewhere, something that you can't put online. It's just the experience of everything that goes behind the scenes. And, you know, this picture that's behind me is the end result of it. But there's the story and an experience and a feeling that's behind all of it. And that's why I do it. So to speak with you, who's restoring this piece of, it's a part of my childhood and now my daughters, you know, the last episode, I had the Wagoner brothers who were in this picture, you know what I mean? Which was kind of surreal for me. As in 1983, when I first saw the movie, I would never think that in 2022, I'm going to be having a conversation with these two kids that get chased by Matt Dillon and Tommy Howell, you know? So It's just a really cool thing. So I guess I've become a part of it just by, I guess, by default, because I'm so involved, because I'm legitimately passionate and I love doing it. So, yeah, it's like, and I don't make money off of this. No one makes any money off of this or anything like that. It's just all about my via personal experience with like-minded people who appreciate this stuff. So
your passion, like Danny's, and not only his, all the volunteers that work at the house, obviously I'm friends with them all there. It's incredible. I can't say I give them enough kudos, you know?
Yeah.
I wish I had more time to help them there. I go in there every now and again, just stop by and, invariably I'm in the back, you know, with the tourists and showing them, you know, Tom Cruise's clothes and watching the kids smile or inviting them in from the road. And again, I'm a contractor and I'm busy, but it's every day I wake up and I'm like, man, I don't have enough time to do what I want to do today. You know, everything is, you know, I don't know how people just get up and sit on the couch.
Me neither. It's like I went to sleep last night. It was about 1 o'clock in the morning and I got a phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning from my boss. There was a major leak in the building. I work like four blocks from Times Square in a 21-story commercial building. And it's only 21 stories in Manhattan. That's small, but it's crazy busy. So there's a leak on the 14th floor that leaked all the way from the 14th floor down to the 13th through the 12th onto the 11th floor. It was a shit show. I get up, I have one eye open. I'm on 2 hours of sleep. I take the train. It takes me an hour and a half to get there because the trains are crazy at 3:30 in the morning. They don't run normal. So I finally get there and I got out of work at 6 o'clock. I got home at 7. I threw my ass in the shower and I'm here. I had an insane day on like 2 hours of sleep. And I'm thinking, I knew that I was going to do this with you, but I'm like, all right, I might be tired, but I'm not going to, like, you set a time frame where I'm not going to mess up your schedule because I might be a little bit tired. Who gives a shit? I'm always tired. It's not going to stop me from doing what I want to do and what I like to talk about. You know what I mean? You know, and I'll probably get my fifth wind and I'll probably go to sleep again at 1 o'clock in the morning because I'll wind up doing Delta Bravo stuff or planning next. I'm starting to plan my next year's road trip. So I'm always doing something that involves something. It's weird. Now I think about it. It's besides my daughter. Well, my daughter's involved in this whole next thing too. My daughter goes and finds locations with me. She loves all this stuff. So like 90% of the things I do besides work is somehow or another related to the Delta Bravo team, which wouldn't even exist if it wasn't for the Outsiders house. So it's just the way it all happened and happens and keeps happening. It's very bizarre and it's awesome. I don't know why it happened this way, but I'm not questioning it because I have no complaints. I think it's great.
Well, Danny had a dream and he made it happen. So,
yeah,
you know, you showed that picture of the Delta Bravo Sperry.
I made that the other day.
That is super cool.
Well, here you go. I'm going to confess. Okay.
Yeah.
You can see, I'll send you the picture. I think it's on the Delta Bravo group, but I have pictures of it. I have a huge shadow box. It's on my living room wall. It's like 3.5 feet by 2.5 feet. And it has the vast majority of every Delta Bravo variation of stickers and patches and everything. I have a separate whole thing of just all the pins, a whole separate other one of coins. So I got, when I came back from the road trip, I had an original brick from, the stoop of the Outsider's house. And then I had a brick from the Sperry location.
Yeah.
So now me, because I'm a half a psycho, I go on to Amazon and I get like the acrylic, like display case, like people put like model cars in and shit. Right, but me, I'm an idiot. So there's a brick that's been through weather and all this. So now I don't want the brick to get dusty and messed up because I'm stupid. So I put it in these display cases, and I have a Delta Bravo Tulsa sticker on the front of the outside is house brick. And I'm like, there's no spare. I can't put a Tulsa one on the other one because it's not in Tulsa. I'm like, there's no Sperry, you know, Delta Bravo logo or sticker. I'm like, all right. So every time I ask Danny if I can do something, whatever, he's like, yeah, sure, go ahead. But I always, out of respect and whatever, I always run it by him. So I made it and I sent it to him. I was like, yo, man, can I make like a run of stickers of these? He's like, of course. So, and I figured I was going to do DX colors, obviously. So what I'm going to do is probably as soon as we get off here, I'll put a run of those stickers. And I'm going to take only, literally, I'm going to keep like three of them. One for the brick, one to display in the shadow box, and one to put on ice as a spare just to keep. And then I'll make like, you know, I'll make a whole bunch. I'll send you a bunch of them and just give them out to whoever wants one. You know, I'll send you a whole stack of them. Do whatever you want with them. You know, why not? Well, no, I made the design itself. Yeah, but I'll get them printed up by my sticker guy.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. And as soon as, and it doesn't take long. I think it's like a week or 10 day turnaround once I place the order. And like I said, I'll do it as soon as we're done with this, whenever we get finished, I'll place the order. And then in like 10 days, I'll have all the stickers and I'll send you a whole bunch of them.
Oh, that's cool. That's,
yeah,
that's
man. Cool. Yeah. I'll even send you the file or whatever. I'll send you the file of it and I'll send you a whole bunch of stickers. You can keep the actual design. I don't care. It's not mine. It's for anyone that wants it, that will share it or, you know, promote Upward Sperry or something like that. It's, you know, it is what it is. And it's, why not? It didn't exist. So I'm like, I even wrote it on the group one day. I'm like, why is there no Delta Bravo Sperry logo? And somebody was like, yeah, because there's only like two places like to hit the. I'm like, no, that has nothing to do with anything. Like, that's a part of the Outsiders. The Outsiders House Museum wouldn't exist if it wasn't for Danny Boy, neither would Delta Bravo. So it only makes sense to me in my head. Plus, I needed one of the stickers for the brick because of my OCD insanity needed that, or else it just doesn't sit right with me. So that's why I made it originally, but it doesn't exist, so why not? So like I said, I'll keep three of them for myself. The rest of it, whoever wants one can have them.
Yeah, that's great. That's pretty exciting, actually.
Yeah, why not? Make shirts, you know, make all make variations, DX stuff, why not?
You know, when at risk of somebody messing with it, I normally don't talk about this, but at the DX on the door, and I'm very protective of it, there's a sticker there. And when I first met Danny, which is, he pointed that sticker and he goes, I put that there like 9 years ago. Yeah. I'm like, holy crap. And of course, now 9 years is 12 or 13 years. But
yeah. What was it, a Delta Bravo sticker?
It is.
Nice.
Look at the door. And I'm at risk of somebody getting it. But and back behind the at the 52 card scene, if you look at that electrical meter, which you can see a piece of it.
Yeah.
There's several stickers on there. But, you know, Danny put the first one on.
Yeah.
Show me that. And I'm like,
market territory there. Delta Bravo was here. That's awesome.
I did not know what the hell Delta Bravo was. I thought, you know, I better go back and figure. First off, I better get this movie. I better get Delta Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's actually been, it's very fun for me. It's
yeah, it's super fun. It's
motivational, man. It's
yeah.
In your picture behind you, you see Matt Dillon walking across the street. So if you went down about another half mile on the right, man, that's, you know. I used to come out here at this gas station when I was a kid and there, my tire. You know, it's been there now, we think, since the 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
something happened to your feed.
You still hear me all right?
I hear you, but I don't see you. Yeah, something I'm still recording. I don't care. This is guerrilla podcasting.
It just said something like, you didn't see my microphone or something.
Yeah, no. So you were kind of like you were like glitching out for a second, but I was still able to hear you. It was kind of like a little bit of static, and then you just went out. Your video, I mean, I could hear you perfectly.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to the video. So I probably broke the camera, you know.
Oh, Jesus.
But I don't know. I just love it all about this and the other things I've got going in town, which is Upper Sperry. And personally, the buildings I'm talking about I own, they are my personal. And, you know, I don't do anything DX without Danny's permission. I don't do anything else on my personal building without my wife's permission. So
there you go.
Fully involved in all of this. She loves it, man.
Yeah. Try to get your video back up, man.
How the hell? I don't. Let me see here.
I don't know. It says somewhere video setting, something like that, because I hear you crystal clear.
Yeah, I don't get it. I'm looking here.
So you know what? While you're trying to figure that out, I'm going to shout out all the sponsors of the podcast.
Sure.
All right?
Yes.
All right, cool. Dead Sled Coffee. Follow Dead Sled Coffee on Instagram at Dead Sled Coffee. DeadSledCoffee. If you go to deadsledcoffee.com and you put in the promo code Delta Bravo, you'll receive 20% off of your order. And hopefully sooner rather than later, there will be something related to the Outsiders House Museum collaboration with the coffee company. Second, Main Street Jukebox. Follow them on Instagram at Main Street Jukebox, MainST Jukebox. Also MainStreetJukebox.com. They're located in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. Delta Bravo guy Tom is the owner of that since the mid-90s. They're still up and running. It's a mom and pop old school record store. So support local businesses. And our good friend Kevin Bednarz, Delta Bravo guy. He has three businesses, which all three of them are sponsors of the podcast. You have Percival Eats, you have the Percival Pub and the Ashburn Pub. Follow them all at Percival Eats on Instagram. It's the Percival Pub on Instagram and Ashburn Pub on Instagram as well. Another thing, while Gary's trying to figure out his technical difficulties over there in Sperry, I recently created a Patreon account. This podcast will obviously always be free, but we do have, hosting fees and for the hosting fees, and we have there's what is it I'm looking for? Subscription fees. There's like four different things, plus the guy who edits this and puts the intro and everything. He gets a couple of bucks for his time and his skills and all that stuff. And nobody makes any money off of it. It literally goes to the actual costs to keep the podcast up and running. So no one's really taking it out of pocket. It's just not for profit either. So if you go to patreon.com/Delta Bravo Mission Statements, there's three different tiers. It's super cheap. It's like $5 a month or $10 a month. And then there's a sponsorship tier, which is only limited to 5 people. So it's not like it's not a cash grab. It's nonsense. And, you know, you get stickers and, you know, if you're like on the $10 tier, like if I make a t-shirt, I'll throw you a free t-shirt. You'll get, you know, little collectibles here and there that Danny throws me or I already have. And, you know, so it's not like it's not a donation. You're also getting something for it. And you're also helping out with just the stupid fees that keep this thing up and running. And the only other thing I ask, if you go to Delta Bravo Mission Statements on Instagram and just follow that. And there's the link in the bio on Delta Bravo Mission Statements where you can find this on every single platform, you know, from Spotify to YouTube to SoundCloud to iTunes to everything. Everything Delta Bravo is also there. The main store, the Outsiders House Museum website. What I will do, I will update that and I will add an Upward Sperry and I will add DX Facebook page and stuff like that. So yeah, everything Delta Bravo and Outsiders House Museum related is all in the link in the bio on Delta Bravo Mission Statements on Instagram. That's it. How you doing over there, Gary?
Okay, so it's telling me the host disabled my participant screen sharing.
I didn't touch a damn thing over here. I'm sitting here talking. No way. You were just glitching out. I'm going to look, but I didn't touch anything. I'm sitting here looking at you. Why would I do that to you, Gary?
I don't know. You're tired of hearing me.
No, I'm not tired of hearing you because I can still hear you. I don't know, video settings, let's see. Audio, background effects, recording. No, that's fine. Video. No. Oh, see, you're back and I'm not even touching anything.
Doing something, I don't know why it's doing the glitching.
Yeah, you're glitching a little bit. Yeah, it's, that's on you. I'm not even touching anything.
Failed to detect microphone. Check my audio devices. Wow, come on, man.
Hey, it's all right. What is this, hide self view? Nah, everything on my thing is, I don't touch the video settings at all.
I gotta stop that. The testing speaker, test mic. We know the mic there.
It would be video.
I can't video. Let's go to video.
Yeah, mine says general, then video, then audio. But yeah, it's video and I don't know. I don't even go into these settings.
This is touch up my appearance. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, there's something. Maybe it's like your wire like loose or something. I have a couple of wires loose in my head. I don't know. Hey, what are you gonna do? All right. Well, I guess we could talk like this for a few more minutes. All right. Now, go ahead.
You've got a lot better looking mug than I've got, so maybe that's it, man.
Oh, stop it. It's all in the eye of the beholder. Oh, see, there you go. You're back. I don't know. You did something, but you're back. But you're glitchy, but you're back. Yeah, you're in and out. There's something up with your wire or something or the... I don't know, something.
Mm.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but it's all right. It's no big deal. Listen, not everybody watches on YouTube. Some people listen to the audio version, and they're just listening to me and you talk about something they can't see anyway. So I wanted to ask you, because you did post about, and I had no idea that right by the 52 pickup location, that there's that, I never knew what it was or really thought about it, but there's like a, it looked like a rectangular stack of wood to me, but that was a cooling tower?
There was a cooling tower there, and it was for the Rexall. And I remember it being there, it sprayed water, obviously we got close to it. We thought about rebuilding that, and Danny said, that's really not necessary. It's just the location. So it kind of took that off our plate, which, the DX is easy enough to rebuild and make it look identical. That would have been quite a bigger challenge. So
right.
I don't think I'll take, again, when Danny, it was his idea, at the DX when they, but before we acquired it, they had to come in and take all the tanks out. They still had gas tanks underground.
Right.
When they did, they destroyed the concrete.
Really?
I was heartbroken. Anyway, my friend that owns the Rexall went in there and reported it. And Danny's like, nobody's going to pay no mind to your concrete. And right. I'm like, you know what? He knows.
Yeah.
He knows what it's all about. So.
I had no idea that was a cooling tower. Cause I think I was going back on posts or something like that on your Facebook page. And you had posted that you were looking for wood to rebuild that thing. And I had no idea until I read that. This was a couple of days ago that was even a cooling tower. I never even put any thought into what that was in the background.
Well, there's also, a big, what used to probably be an oil tank. It was a burn tank.
Okay.
But you can see in the background, it's a rusted tank. And, we were actually looking for one of those. But again, Danny's like, you know, you got the DX. That's the number one spot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I will say this. Everybody or most that come from out of town, they already know, you know, they know where that 52 card scene is too.
Wow.
And they go back and take their selfies and I don't know. We're trying to. So my friend that bought the building that got hit, he's very adamant about saving the bottom floor. You know, most people would have just tore the whole building down.
Right. Sure.
Standpoint. Save the first floor. He couldn't save the second floor because the bricks were single and the first floor they were double.
Right.
So we saved the alley that the boys ran down.
Yes.
And you know, anyway, he doesn't like to be in the limelight. He doesn't like me to, you know, use his name or anything, but he's really a great guy that's, you know, helping with Sperry.
Okay. That's a beautiful thing, man.
It is. And we have another one of my fellow competitors bought two buildings downtown and they're, so it's all coming together really.
That's awesome. Do you have there like a website or anything like that where somebody can, like, if they want to, like, donate to, like, what you're doing in Sperry to maybe the DX or anything like that? Like, because it is a nonprofit. So is there anywhere where people can throw you a few bucks or whatever?
Well, there's a couple ways. The Upward Sperry page has a donate button.
Okay.
We have another, if you'll search it, there's a QR code that takes you to PayPal and you're able to donate to the DX. You're able to donate to the restrooms or the general fund.
Awesome.
Or flags. We also maintain the flagpole lights.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, so there's a QR code. Where is it? Is that on the Upward Sperry Facebook page?
It would be on the Facebook page somewhere. I'll make sure that it's on there in a good spot. You know, we want to have all that up at the DX station too. Yeah. We just got new windows in, so we're actually redoing the inside of the station, so it looks like a, you know, an operational station like it would have back in those days.
Nice.
I think we're going to talk about tomorrow in our meeting about maybe trying to man it, maybe on Saturdays at first. And because, you know, a lot of tourists do come through, maybe not during school as much, but it may be, you know, to be able to sell our wares. So Upward Sperry is getting ready to sign an agreement with the people that own that DX logo to be able to actually market the logo.
Wow.
So come up with the Sperry DX shirts and,
yeah,
you know, Danny, he's in actually the same process. So we won't sell anything that says Outsiders DX, or we can't mix those two.
Okay.
Because we don't have the rights, you know, the Outsiders. But that's going to be a big fundraiser for us. We're working on a website, you know, like an e-commerce, like your website, you know, where you can actually sell.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a website like Danny's, like the Delta Bravo. If people don't know, it's Delta Bravo Urban Exploration Team .bigcartel.com. And there's not that much stuff on there. He'll throw like limited stuff up there. Most of the stuff is at the gift shop at the Outsiders House Museum, but he puts up some really cool stuff up there. And you got to kind of be quick. If you follow the Delta Bravo group page on Facebook, he'll post something there. And I have the majority of stuff that he puts up there, but there's been times where something's been up there for 15 minutes and it's sold out and gone. So Danny Boy has like this knack for marketing and logos, and like he's good like that. So, I mean, there's Outsiders House Museum stuff and there's Danny Boy House of Pain version things. And I mean, the guy is like a marketing genius. So
he has, and he's helping me a little. So, you know, the switchblades he puts up, they sell out as soon as he puts them up. So
yeah, I got both of them. I was shocked, but I didn't get the House of Pain one. I got the two variations of the Outsiders House Museum, the white one and the black one. It's the gold and white one and the black one with the chrome blade. And then I missed out on the House of Pain one. It was gone in like 10 minutes. So I was so mad.
he brought a he's got a Coors on tap, which is like the one that was at the bar at the start of the movie.
Yeah.
He brought the sign to me to repair a little bit. So he just reaches in his pocket and hands me something. I'm like, what you got there? And it was that the white switchblade. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, of course, that's going to be in some display case somewhere. It's really cool.
Of course. And there's also the ice cream neon sign that was originally in the window. And
yeah, so that one has been repaired and it's in storage. It'll be put back. Danny, we actually, the guy that does that is called Neon Scientist. We commissioned him to make two brand new ones, you know, off of that pattern.
Sure.
When I went there, I had that broken one and another two more that were pieced milled.
Yeah.
And I was going to keep those. So anyway, I had that one built and Danny said, hey man, I need one of those. And I'm like,
well, of course he does.
You know, so I gave him an original one.
Wow.
So okay. So anyway, he's got it. There's two of them. The person that rebuilt them has the pattern. When I'm ready, he's so busy, I'll pressure him in to make me another for my venue. But awesome. The main thing is we got one to put back in the Rexall.
Yeah.
And, you know, secondly, far more important than me having one, Danny's got the second one.
Right.
That's really cool. So
yeah, absolutely, man.
Again, just like you said, I mean, I know you hit him up, but I don't do anything outsiders related without asking him, is this okay?
Oh, yeah. No, me neither. It's not my thing. Like, you know, I tell people that have no idea about the whole Delta Bravo thing, and I show them all the pictures that we mashed together and stuff. And everyone always says, like, oh, you make money off of that? I'm like, no. I'm like, first of all, I wouldn't. It's not my thing. It's not my brand name or anything like that. It's just something that I enjoy doing. It just so happens to be I learned about it from Danny, and that's just what it is. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you can make a book and this and that. I'm like, yeah, I can, but I would never do that. I won't do that. Like I said, I made the Sperry logo, and then I asked Danny, yo, can I kind of knew he was going to say I can, but I'm not just going to go off and run a whole bunch of stickers. So I'm not going to go make 1,000 stickers. And next thing you know, I surprise him by next thing you know, people are getting stickers in the mail and they're posting everything. I wouldn't do that. It's just like, I just wouldn't do that. I'm not like that. So, but everything goes through him. It gets greenlit by Danny and then you run from there. And 9 times out of 10, every time I've ever asked him to do anything, he's always said, yeah, go ahead and do it. But I wouldn't go off and do something on my own without even running it by him. I just wouldn't do that. It's just disrespectful to me. I don't know.
No, you know, we were having the last, one of the last interviews when we set all the pumps. You know, here comes the reporters and, you know, he hits me up and he says, look, you know, we're here to talk about the DX. Don't variate and go talk about the other stuff. We're talking about the Rexall, Upper Sperry or any of that. Well, the reporter wanted to talk about other stuff. And I said, no, it's, you know, we're talking about the DX. We got the pump set and, this is, you know, we'll talk about the other stuff later. Another point. So he, you know, and he schools me because he's, you know, this is what he does for a living. He's in the media guy, and I'll assure you, he's an extremely popular person here in Tulsa. That's, you know, I don't want to say I'm riding his coattails because I'm not, but I mean, I've got this little part of it, that little DX and my little town Sperry, and if it wasn't for him, none of that would be happening.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I hope that, and like, listen, maybe by the time I come through next summer, maybe something else will be done. I'm patient. I'm sure that things will get done. It's obviously not on my time. It's whenever it'll get done, it gets done. I know that the ball is rolling over there. You have Danny Boy that got your back. And it seems like you're doing the right thing out there already from what you've already done. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. It's right there. It's like there's the DX in its glory set up like it was from the movie. You know, that place was run down and a different color and everything like that. You know, you got pumps put in. The Rexall is you know, got bought up and that's going to be refurbished to its old, the way it used to look. And listen, man, there's nothing but positive things going on over there. And hopefully by, you know, the you know, mid to late next summer, I'll come by and, you know, I'll hang out and I'll buy a couple of DX shirts and we'll hang out and maybe we'll go into your little, I don't know, somewhere. If the restaurant isn't open yet, then we'll go somewhere and I don't drink anymore, but I'll have a cup of coffee while you throw back a couple of, a couple of beers or whatever it is you drink. You know, I hit you up and I had said that I was going to be there at a certain date. And I remember what you said. You said, I'll keep the light on for you. But for some reason, I don't know, it was just timing wise. And plus Danny, he didn't even get out of the truck when we first got there. He rolled down his passenger window. He's like, yo, what's up? Jump in. Let's go hit locations. I'm like, all right, how you doing, man? You know, and we just started flying around. So it was basically on Danny's heavy ass foot. Driving all over the place. That was it. We were on Danny's driving time. So, but yeah, it was super fun. And like I said, next year I'm definitely going to stay definitely more than a night, probably 2-3 nights. I'll rent out the outside, you know, the greaser hotel, you know, the greaser hideout for a few days. My daughter will have a ball and, yeah, we'll definitely be by. And I'm looking forward to it, man. I can't wait. I want the winter to come and go so I can already, you know, book my flight and get out there.
Well, I will say, what you got going with the Delta Bravo is very, very interesting to me. And I watch it and I'm very, I don't know, I don't want to say proud of you, but I mean, we're all of the same, you know, coolness or whatever you want to call that.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's a very unique group of people that I don't know what, like there's some guys I consider legitimate friends. I don't know how they lean politically, nor do I care. We don't talk about any of that. We don't talk about anything but the common denominator of the passion to go and explore and find things that we enjoy. You know, and that's what it is. Like, and we talk about it too. It's like, I can go and hit, let's just say I go, like several of us, a lot of us have been to the Outsider's house and the DX. So I'll take my pictures and when I'm done with them, somebody else will take the same picture, but it'll be a completely different take on it. And it's cool. There's no competition. It's nothing like that. We share addresses of certain things that I want to go and visit after they did. And so it's all like, it's like a brotherhood and it's, there's never no drama. There's no bullshit. There's no baby nonsense. It's just all positive. Every single aspect of this whole thing, from Danny to the Outsider's house to the DX to all the locations up to the people involved, is all nothing but positive, man. And it's an amazing thing. It's a very unique thing.
It is. And I can't tell you how happy I am to have my little, very small part in it.
Yeah, man, of course. I mean, you have a little bit more than a small part. I mean, you recreated it and you saved the DX and the Rexall and that whole area, which is a chunk of the Outsiders, man. So don't sell yourself short.
Oh no, I'm not. I mean, but it takes a village. You know, you're part of the village. You know, I'm no more part of it than you are. You know, Danny's obviously we call him the CEO.
Oh yeah. He's the, yeah, we, so do I. I refer to him as the CEO.
I mean, he never ceases to amaze me. I look up on the news and hey, he's on the news today. No, he's on the, you know, Channel 23's got him on. It's just, it's nonstop.
It is nonstop. He posts it all the time. It's like once a week he's on TV in Tulsa somewhere.
He is. I mean, the tourism director, you know, I mean, the governor's got him on. It's just unbelievable.
He has the key to the city. He was just recently on, you know, he was promoting the Rare and Unseen, the Outsider's Rare and Unseen book. And I mean, he's always got, you know, he's always busy. And there's a couple of things that me and him and a few of the guys need to discuss. and it will happen, but I know that he's swamped. You know, today he's on the news. Tomorrow he'll be diving with bull sharks. And then the day after that, he'll be in a helicopter somewhere or a plane somewhere. And then he's all over. And I mean, he's enjoying his life. And it's an amazing thing. So when our conversation that we need to happen happens, it will happen. And yeah, some people need to be patient with the thing that I'm cryptically talking about as well. But yeah, man, it's like I said, I can't say it enough. It's nothing but positivity and it's all good shit.
Me and you wouldn't be talking if it wasn't for him. So
absolutely not. I would have no idea who you were. You would have no idea who I am. I wouldn't have a piece of the DX in my living room. And and you wouldn't have a Sperry sticker coming your way. Like, you know, it's so silly, but it's the God's honest truth. You know, he was on tour and he was like, you know, I don't know what's up. Tulsa rings a bell and he gives a cab driver a few dollars to go and see the house and the rest is history.
Yeah, that part of the story is absolutely is like it was meant to be. I mean,
yeah, 100%.
Wow. That's just it was the Canes Ballroom, which is, you know, world renowned. But I don't know. Every time I hear it, so I go to the Woody Guthrie. I don't know who this guy is. And he goes, "Hey, I think that DX guy's in the audience." Huh. Ready to open the house. And so some gal that was the makeup artist started talking and me and him didn't get to talk. I hadn't met him yet. So I met him at the end of that. We walked out and he's like, "Hey," and we talked briefly. Obviously he's super, yeah, everybody's after him, you know?
Of course.
And it wasn't, so I'm working on a vehicle out here. I'm totally greased up in my garage and I come in and I'm YouTubing it. So I look and there's a message on Facebook and I go, "What the hell, Danny? It's on a Saturday. I'm at the DX. I need you to come up here." I'm like, "What the crap?" So, you know, I'm greased head to toe working on a vehicle. I go up there and there's him and Brian Madera and that's how that all started.
Wow.
I'm like, nice to meet you. You know, I met him very briefly before that and then wasn't too long after that, him and Brian, I think it was Brian Madera, found the DX sign. And we, Upward Sperry copped up, which was $3,000. And we copped up enough money to buy that.
Nice.
And then the DX pumps took me a year to find, something we haven't talked about. And yeah. I found them in Tennessee.
Wow.
They weren't DX. And I found a local artist. His name is Ben Ham and he provided the artwork and I provided the vinyl for him and he cut it and that's the DX you see is actually not real. It was made by him. And then
okay,
and lastly, you know, something I have to when Danny goes out and puts out we need a new riff on the DX, you know, I've been doing it for 6 months, no hits. Danny does it, boom,
of course.
On Deck Roofing shows up and does that roof.
Yeah.
And they're out of Tulsa. They're great folks. And the DX looks freaking awesome, man. I can't wait to get back and see it, man.
Yeah. I mean, I can't wait to come back. Like I said, I mean, I was on my way back into New York after this road trip. And once I started hitting Baltimore, I'm like, here we go. It's a mess. There's the traffic. There's the rude drivers. I just wanted to turn right back around and come right back to Oklahoma, man. I swear, I really did. I really did. I was like, I want to go back to Oklahoma and Texas. And it's just a different way of life out there. And it was nice, man. It was beautiful.
Well, we always have the light on for you, man.
I appreciate that big time. I really do. So now you have a personal Instagram page, right? I wouldn't even say advice. I think that there should be some sort of Danny promotes it. And if you have Danny promoting you, that's an amazing thing. But there should be, I think, like maybe like a DX Instagram page or an Outsiders DX page or something like that on Instagram.
Well, that's a thought. Maybe I can, maybe not on this this deal, but maybe you can school me in that a little bit because, you know, I'm obviously a Facebooker. I've got all the pages on there.
Yeah.
My Instagram page has not very many followers. I'm not very active on it. So
right.
Maybe I could use some advice on that. Yeah.
Sure. No problem. I'll be more than happy to help you anytime, dude. Anytime. Anytime. Well, I wish I could see you to say goodbye to your face.
I'm gonna hit this up one more time. I was starting the video.
Hey, see, all right. Well, see, you came up for a second. It's something with something over there. I don't know what it is. But you came up for a split second and then you popped off again.
Yeah, I know it, man. That's
Hey, listen, it happens.
Weird. I've had a lot of meetings with this. I've just never
Yeah, it's definitely something odd on my end too. Like, there you go. What happened? What'd you press?
It'll go off here in a minute, or will it?
Oh, all right. Well, now you're back. All right. Yeah, you're starting to glitch a little bit.
I don't know, man. It's
I don't know.
It's so cool.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, man. Well, listen. This was awesome. At first, I'm like, all right, I don't know how much I'm going to be able to talk about the DX. You know what I mean? But not for nothing. We're going an hour and 20 minutes, and it felt like 10 minutes, which is a great thing, man.
I've had a ball, man. It's I can't wait to do it again sometime. And
listen, like you say, I'll leave you, the light's always on for you. You have an open door. If there's something going on in Sperry, or there's a project that's about to kick off, or anything like that, and you want to talk about it, we're friends on Facebook. Just message me or whatever. I don't care. I'll message you my phone number. I don't care. So whatever you want, just hit me up. If you want to feel like talking and shooting the shit, you got an open door, man. We'll make it happen. No problem. Anytime.
My wife says I don't have a problem shooting the shit. She said, you won't have a problem talking. Really? I mean,
yeah.
You know, she knows me pretty good, man.
Yeah, man. Very cool. Well, this was an awesome thing, man. And this was great talking to you. And like I said, I can't wait to get back over there to Tulsa and Sperry. And it's good. It's definitely going to happen in like 8 months from now, whatever the hell July comes. I don't know. Something like that.
You got to go through winter here first, you know.
Yeah. Let's just get the winter going so we can end so that I can. I'm already in the very preliminary stages of planning that next road trip. I'm not sure exactly what I want to do yet. I have a few different ideas. But I'm going to have my daughter with me, so I don't think I'm going to want to have her in the car for 16 hours driving with one shot. You know what I mean? So it might be a little bit smaller than really what I anticipated, but it's definitely always road trip. Always has to stop. I have to stop at the Outsider's house because that's Delta Bravo headquarters. So.
Well, the light's always on, brother.
I appreciate it, my man. Well, this episode is going to drop within the next day or two. You're next in line. So, yeah, I will post it everywhere. I will tag you everywhere. I will put it on all the pages and everybody will see it. And you just conked out on me. So I think that's a sign.
I guess so.
Gary, my friend, thank you so much, man. And nothing but the best of luck going forward with everything that you're doing. That's awesome out there in Sperry.
It's always a pleasure. And I can't wait to meet you in person. I know I missed you last time.
It's all right. Not next time.
Any friend of Danny's is a friend of mine. That's
Yep. Same here.
All right, brother.
Yo, be good, be safe, stay gold, my man.
Yes, sir. You too.
Later, brother.